This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Think quick. If you need a new refrigerator, you think, what, Sears, maybe Best Buy, or some more regional major appliance place, but you may not think JCPenney. But that retail chain has resumed selling big stainless steel and white things after a 33-year hiatus, and we could know more about this strategy when JCP releases its profits and losses for the last quarter later in the week. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
A few years ago, JCPenney's leadership tried to do away with coupons and big sales events and sought to make the stores hipper. They lost a lot of customers in the process. Carol Speakerman is a retail consultant. She says under a new chief executive, Penney's business has stabilized.
They've corrected some of those wild swings of the past few years and are now in a position to start making some more proactive decisions, like bringing appliances into the JCPenney environment.
Penney's is rolling out items like fridges and washing machines online and at several hundred stores. And it's offering big discounts and attractive financing. That's to compete with the likes of appliance giant Sears. Oliver Chen is with Cowan and Company. He says Penney's return to appliances makes sense, given consumers' growing interest in spending tied to their homes, and given the company's longstanding reputation.
JCPenney is a place where consumers would trust buying home appliances.
Chen says it's too soon to say whether Penney's is discounting appliances too heavily as it tries to get back in the game. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.